Some months back, I was celebrating daily mass in the chapel, and one of the most interesting psalms came up. I think it was Psalm 104, and it talked about how God spreads out the stars in front of us. I mean, it's such an evocative image. I did some work and found that this idea of God spreading out the stars of the heavens runs as a theme throughout Scripture. The book of Job, chapter 9, reads, "God alone stretches out the heavens like a curtain." Isaiah, chapter 40, tells us that God stretches out the heavens. Isaiah 45 even quotes God, who says, "It was my hands that stretched out the heavens." But besides this being a lovely poetic device, beautiful to hear, I mean, the hand of God spreading out the night sky before our very eyes is so beautiful to imagine. Maybe what's even more interesting is that it's actually true. One of the most interesting aspects of modern science is that we now know that galaxies throughout the cosmos are, by their very nature, expanding. Even our own Milky Way. Now, I bring this up because it's a fascinating way to consider the nature of God. When Moses went up on Mount Sinai and he saw the bush that was on fire but not being consumed, he was amazed by this, the burning bush. He went up close, and from the bush came the voice of God. And Moses asked him his name, and God said, "I am is my name." An odd thing to say, but what does it mean? I am means that God isn't a being like we think of ourselves or other created things. He isn't the oldest being or the smartest being or the biggest being. I am means that God is being itself. St. Thomas Aquinas would say that God is existence itself. And being, like the galaxies in the cosmos, is never a static thing. Being just doesn't happen and then stay still. Being is an active thing, almost like the way movies used to be filmed before we had digital cameras. The film would run through the camera, and one frame laid upon another frame, laid upon another frame, and another of a tree, for example, if you were filming a tree. The tree in the film, when you're watching the film, would appear to be completely still. But the image would be clearer and clearer and clearer each time a frame was laid upon one another. So the tree in the little movie, it would be ever becoming the tree. It would look still, but it would be as if the tree is always becoming a tree. This is how God creates. Maybe this is why in the book of Revelation, God says, "Behold, I make all things new." Now, after I thought about this for a few days and thought about these scripture passages of God spreading out the heavens in front of us, it became even more incredible to me. I don't know how. The author of the Psalms and Job and Isaiah, somehow, 2,700 years ago, they understood that the universe was expanding. And they didn't even need the Hubble telescope to tell them that. What they came to know, what they came to believe, this is really important, is that God's creating nature is dynamic, and the things he creates participate in that dynamism. Maybe a way to consider this would be to see God as a verb, that God is, yes, but his is is always doing something in the cosmos. And this must be the same for you and me, because we are part of the cosmos. And we, being created in His image and likeness, we participate in His being. And His being is ever creating, ever renewing the things that He creates. Now, I think this is fascinating. And more importantly, in the spiritual realm, I think this is hopeful. I bring it all up because of our gospel today. Talk about an evocative image. This passage is one of the most intriguing healing stories in all of the scriptures. Jesus encounters this man who is deaf and mute. He stops and he heals the man in one of the most bizarre acts of healing that you'll read, sticking his fingers into the man's ears and spitting on his tongue. I mean, if you saw me do this in the narthex to someone, you'd be disturbed, I can promise you. But when Jesus does this, it's more than just healing the man. Jesus is actually teaching us that it's never too late to be renewed. It's never too late to be recreated, because God's changeless being is always creating. And as such, our being created by God is always becoming. And this is how we participate, along with everything else, in the nature of God. Yes, there's definitely a practical reality to this healing story. The man who couldn't hear can now hear. The man who couldn't speak can now speak. Practically, this means that he can now function in society with pride and self-possession. He's made clean again, and he can go to the temple to not only hear the word of God, but now he can praise God with his own words. If that were all that it was, it would be amazing. And like the others in the gospel, we would say that Jesus does, in fact, do all things well. But it goes even deeper. Jesus is showing us that God's creative nature is like a well that never finds bottom. That God's creating is inexhaustible, like the cosmos, ever expanding, that no matter what, even if we are deaf and mute, He can come and recreate us whenever He wants, in this life or in heaven. I suppose the man in our story thought that his life was pretty much set, that God had created him with this deafness and muteness, and then that God had abandoned him. But that's not how God is, because His nature is always to renew. His nature is to continually recreate, like the stars in the cosmos, to ever expand His being into our being. And sometimes this happens physically, like the man in our story, but more often this happens to us spiritually. Father Rollheiser, in one of his blogs, he writes, "For all of us, there are times in life, maybe even life itself, when we've lost hope. When we look out into the world and we think, it's too late. This has gone too far. Nothing will ever redeem this." This man in our gospel today, he certainly might have thought these things. People with cancer, they probably think these things too. Couples on the verge of divorce most certainly are thinking, it's too late. Nothing will ever redeem this. People stuck in addiction, they feel this way too. People out of work, people suffering from depression, people who are poor. I mean, really, I suppose we all feel this way. at different points of our lives. Any one of us struggling with our church these past 3 weeks, I suspect, have felt this way, that this has gone so far bad that nothing can redeem this. But that's just simply wrong. Thinking that it's too late, or it's just the way that it is, or nothing can redeem this, is not Christian theology. God's nature, the way we understand God, is that He is always recreating. He's always reforming. He's always remembering. This is such an important word. Think about Holy Communion. Do this in remembrance of me. Doesn't mean that here at Mass we have fond memories of the Last Supper and then come up here and eat a wafer. Remembrance means remembering, putting back together again that which was once perfectly created. At Mass, we don't celebrate a new Eucharist. We celebrate the same Eucharist that is remembered. It's, in a sense, the Eucharist that is ever expanding, the Eucharist that is ever becoming. So Catholicism is all about remembering, putting things back together again. That's what happened in the gospel. This man who was deaf and mute, what did Jesus do? He put him back together again. You and me and the people that we love, our church, in its painful situation these past 3 weeks, God's nature is not to create and then let it be. His nature is to create and then to reform all things in His image. This is what I am means when God says, I am. God's promise is that all will always be made new, even things that seem hopeless. Because like the stars in the sky, we're not stuck in one place. We are dynamic. We are always expanding. Our being is always becoming. And in spiritual talk, we call this hopefulness, that we will never be fully stuck. We will always be renewed, always recreated. We will always be becoming. Father Henry Nouwen, I think, puts it about as perfectly as it can be put. Think about this deaf and mute man and how he must have thought about his life after Jesus healed him. Think about our crisis today as Catholics in America, how blind and mute some in our church have been over the years. Think about your own private brokennesses or the ones of those you love. And listen to what Father Henry writes. The spiritual life is like making prints from negatives. Often it is the dark forest that makes us notice the open field. It's the hunger that helps us to appreciate the food. It's war that gives us words for peace. Our vision of the future is almost always born out of the sufferings of the present, and our hope for others out of our own despair. Most often, someone's honest articulation of the ambiguities and uncertainties and painful conditions of life gives us new hope. The paradox, he says, is that new life is always being born out of the pains of the old. This is what we base our hope in, that no matter what, God knows what He is about, and His nature is never to leave things stuck in place. As we see in the stars, his nature is to expand all things, to make all things new over and over and over again, so that all things will be what he created from the start. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.